This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our study of the stories of the prophets from the Quran. Yesterday we talked about the steadfastness of Nuh alayhi salam, istiqamatu Nuh. Today we are going to talk about the loyalty of Nuh alayhi salam. In Surah Hud, Surah number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about what transpired after the point that we were talking about in the previous lesson. Allah tells us, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. That it was inspired to Nuh that no one from your people will believe except for those who have already believed. So it is time to move forward. So Allah commanded Nuh alayhi salam, wasna'i al-fulk, construct and build an ark. Wa yasna'u al-fulk, Allah tells us that Nuh alayhi salam, following the command of Allah, he started constructing the ark. Until hatta idha jaa amruna, and then finally the judgment from Allah came. And what happened was that from the ground water started to swell up, from the sky water started coming down. And then at that point in time, Allah commanded them to now board the ark that they had been constructing. Irkabu fiha bismillahi majreha wa mursaha. So they boarded the ark, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. And now the water started rising up. The whole world is becoming flooded. And they are aboard this ship, this ark. And the waves are like mountains and they're starting to toss them around. The waves are tossing this ark around. And then at that point in time, Nuh alayhi salam sees something so terrifying. He sees his son outside of the ark. And one of the narrations, Imam al-Qurtubi mentions, that he's riding a horse and he's going up a hill, a mountain. And he's riding up this mountain and Nuh alayhi salam with the believers is in this ark and they're next to the mountain. And Nuh alayhi salam calls out to his son. He pleads to his son. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ. And he's outside of the ship. يَا بُنَيْ, oh my son. And even the word that he uses for son is a word that carries a lot of affection. My small son. My dear son. My beloved child. إِرْكَبْ مَعْنَا. Get on board. وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Don't be with these people who denied and rejected the message of Allah and disbelieved in Allah. Believe. Jump on board. But the son says, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعَصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. I'm riding up these hills, these mountains. I'm going to ride up to the top of the highest mountain here and it will protect me from the water. Nuh alayhi salam says to him, لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم. There is no one is safe today from the wrath of Allah except for those who Allah has mercy upon, and they are those who believe and those who get on this ark, this ship. وحال بينهم الموج. And just right then at that moment, a huge wave came crashing down between them. فكان من المغرقين. And the top of the mountain that Nuh alayhi salam's son was riding up, the whole mountain just disappeared into the water. He was gone. Then some time passes, and Allah tells us, Allah commanded, Ya ard, ibla'i ma'aki, wa ya sama'u, aqli'i, wa ghid al-ma'u, wa qudhi al-amru. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the water to recede down into the earth. Allah commanded the sky to stop raining down water, and then the water eventually receded, and Allah's will had been done, and the ship came to rest على الجودي, upon Mount Judi. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And then an announcement was made from Allah, from the heavens, that perished, gone, are the people who defied and disobeyed and disrespected Allah. And at that time, Nuh alayhi salam, his heart is still so heavy. He's still in so much pain. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ. And this time Nuh alayhi salam called out and cried out, رَبَّهُ, to Allah. And he said, Rabbi, my Lord, my Master, إِنَّ بَنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. My son was from my family. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَكِمِينَ. And your promise is the truth, Ya Rabb. I do not question your authority. Never. And you are the most wise of all those who have authority. But I still plead before you, my Lord, that my son was my family. He was from me. He was part of me. And Allah had promised that you would be safe. So I ask you, my Lord, my son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nuh alayhi salam at that time, Ya Nuh, innahu laysa min ahlik. He is not from your family. Subhanallah. Imam al-Razi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, one of the great scholars and commentators of the Quran, he says something here so powerful. He says, هذه الآية تدل على أن العبرة بقرابة الدين لا بقرابة النسب. This verse shows us that the ultimate loyalty, the ultimate relationship, the thing that ultimately matters is our association and our submission to Allah, and not even our association through blood. فَإِنَّ فِي هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ. You know, someone can hear the story of Abu Lahab. He was the direct uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, the brother of his father. But uncle and nephew is a relationship, of course, but still it's a relationship with a degree of separation. It's a relationship that goes through the father. It's not direct. But he says, إِنَّ فِي هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ كَانَتْ قَرَابَةُ النَّسَبِ حَاصِلَةً مِنْ أَقْوَى الْوُجُوهِ. This is the most direct relationship. There is no more direct relationship. The relationship that a man has with his own child, that a parent has with their child, there is no more direct relationship. And it's not even the child to the parent, which is direct, but anyone who has a child, and that means they've been a child, they know that a parent loves the child more than the child loves the parent. And that's just a fact. Young people don't like to hear that, right? Because your mom always said that. When you have kids, then you'll know. She was right. She was absolutely right. This is the most powerful direct relationship. A parent with a child. There's no mubalagha, no exaggeration in the statement that a parent would give their life for their child. لكن لما انتفت قرابة الدين. But when they were no longer associated, connected through their submission to Allah, لا جرم نفاه الله تعالى بأبلغ الألفاظ. Allah said, your other relationship, as direct and as powerful as it may be, parent to child, is no longer relevant. When you remove Allah from the equation, no relationship matters. And Allah said it in such a powerful way, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He is not your family. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. He had actions that were not righteous. He was not submitted to his Lord. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Do not ask me about matters that you do not know. إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I warn you so that you do not end up being amongst those that are ignorant and that state the wrong or incorrect thing. Nuh alayhi salam is a great prophet and messenger of Allah. He teaches us what to do. Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilmun. My Lord, I take refuge with you from ever asking you about something that I have no knowledge of. Protect me, my Lord, from speaking out of line and out of turn. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِلْنِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي. And if you do not forgive me and have mercy upon me, أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. I will be from those who are absolutely ruined. And so this is one of the toughest lessons of the entire book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the lesson of loyalty. We don't control necessarily who we are related to through lineage or tribe or blood or family. But we do have to understand where our loyalties lie. And our loyalty, first and foremost, always is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is such a powerful reminder that if there is a conflict between my loyalty to Allah and my loyalty to someone else, who might be the most nearest and dearest human being to me in the entire world, and those loyalties have come into conflict, I must prioritize my loyalty to Allah. And this is a lesson of loyalty from the story of Nuh alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever being tested. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to develop this kind of loyalty to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us loyal and devoted and dedicated to Allah above everything else and before anyone else. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.